If you go on Google and type marriage proposal, sure enough, you'll find thousands of nearly identical images. A man on one knee, holding out an engagement ring to his shocked yet delighted bride-to-be. Or a favorite room in one's home with photo memories from the relationship. Maybe hanging from small colorful balloons or the walls being covered with the pictures for that jaw-dropping surprise. While there might be a few variables, sunset or sunrise, lake or mountains, for the most part, they all fit the same cookie-cutter mold. Now, asking for your partner's hand in marriage can be one of the biggest moments of your life. I think it actually is the biggest moment of your life. You want to show the world that you want him or her to be part of your life forever. Yes, I said it. I don't see anything wrong with a lady proposing to a guy, but that would be a topic for another time. But for this episode, we'll be centering on the proposal coming from the guy. So, for you to want to capture this beautiful moment, you might want to turn off all the lights in your apartment and make a trail of candles that lead to a circle of votives positioned around the ring. Then you call her to meet you up. She makes her way there, knocks and finds out that the door wasn't locked. She says. She swings it open just to see the trails of candles with rose petals scattered around, leading to an unknown destination. She follows it and comes to where it encircles the ring. Will you marry me? Oh my! That's so romantic. But I have one hint though for this proposal idea. I strongly advise you to use extra caution when dealing with flames, if you don't want your house to get burned down. Yes. But here's the dilemma. How about if all this was coming from someone you barely know while you're still in a relationship with someone else? Hi, my name is Nie and this is I Got Tempted. It's a platform where we get to share our toughest and greatest temptations and provide ways on how we can avoid them and if possible, prevent them. And on today's episode, I'll be sharing with you how a young lady got tempted to agree to a fake proposal. So, it was the last day of the convention I recently attended. The planning committee decided to plan a dinner party to close the event and to give room for participants to unwind and mingle since there wasn't much time for that during the convention itself. So, since it had also been a while since I attended any dinner of any sort, coupled with the fact that I had the most remarkable guy as a date, yes, I didn't see the need or reason not to go. Let him go and have some unwinding myself. Now, the dinner night was lit. It had gentle guys in tuxedos and African prints coming into the venue with their ladies, looking all graceful and petite, decked with a touch of blue. Except for me and my guy, I decided to go on black and at the dying minutes. Well, anyways, at the dinner itself, it was colorful inside. I must really tell you. They all had this beautiful floral decorations in blue and yellow interwoven all around it. While the tables and the chairs were gorgeously clothed in nude colors. Even in all this splendor, the fluorescent lights were kept on. Yes, so people don't get to do anything shady since it was still a religious gathering. So while my guys and I were having a good time and making a hell of a noise, all of a sudden, the fluorescent lights went off. Yes, it did. And the MC requested for our attention. Ooh, what was it going to be? He really did get our attention. Now the MC began that there is this special person in the hall that he wanted the world to know about, that although he recently met her, he can't just do without her, as she had become his world and has become his everything. As he was approaching her seat, he looked her straight into the eyes, took her by the hand, and by this time she was already gasping for air and looking all amazed, went on one knee and requested if she would make him the most happiest man on the face of the earth by being his woman for life. As I was saying all this, I had left my seat sent to the scene of the event. I wanted to be sure what I was hearing. When I managed to meander my way past bodies and into the mist, seeing what I saw, him on one knee and she looking all perplexed, I was shocked and in awe, just jamming my hands to what I had seen. This was a beautiful proposal. Finally, my man is now a man. If only I knew. So, after the entire dinner was over, Mr. Proposal Guy called me over and said, "My girl, Kasla don't boss too." The way he said it made me laugh. Was he already having jittering fits about his wedding to be, or what exactly was the issue? But as I saw his face wasn't smiling, I replied, "Guy, what's up?" Then he began, "My friend, that entire proposal was a fake, a sham. It was part of the program to engage everyone, to make everyone up on the feet. But the outcome wasn't what I expected. I didn't expect the girl to say yes. I thought she was going to turn my offer down and would just say it was a prank and laugh it off. But she didn't. Now, the problem is that the guy that sat close to her was actually her fiance, who had done a lot for her during a trying period. And when he heard her say yes to another guy, he felt shocked. He felt very bad. And me too. Wasn't expecting that answer, so I was also shocked. But I didn't like the fact that he felt that way. That was a part of the plan. I am never going to go to a local church again. I couldn't help but burst into laughter. This is actually a fake proposal go wrong. Why would any girl say yes to a guy she barely knows? And worse, in front of her own guy. I know that times are hard and the ratio of men of marriageable age to women is 10 women to one man. But this was crazy. She actually got tempted to agree to marry a guy who she barely knew or probably met a couple of times against their own existing relationship. But come to think of it, why did she do it? Puzzles me. But few clues come to my mind. Maybe because she thought it was a bigger fish to fry. Or maybe she thought life would be better with him. The future is bright. Well, her existing relationship is, we can do better. Maybe, I don't know. But I would like to hear your own views on the matter. What would you have done better if you were in this girl's shoes? Feel free to share them on our online community, that is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at jamie.fm. We'll be glad to hear from you. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. And please remember, if you want to support what we do on this show, then share with your friends, subscribe, and leave a review over on iTunes. That's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode of I Got Tempted, hosted by me, Nige, from jamie.fm.
I Got Tempted was produced by Nige and Ikorizu. This episode was edited, mixed and mastered by Ikorizu. I Got Tempted is a production of Jamith Media.